Level 2. Listening Section Part 1. Conversation 1.
Hey, do you have a minute? I wanted to discuss an idea for the upcoming parent-teacher night.
Sure, what's on your mind?
I was thinking we could create a display showcasing the children's recent artwork and projects. It would be a great way for parents to see what their children have been working on.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. The parents would love that. Do you need any help putting it together?
Yes, that would be great. I was hoping we could divide the work. Maybe you could handle the artwork from your class, and I'll take care of the projects from mine.
Of course, I can do that. Maybe we should include some photos of the children working on these projects.
I love that idea. It would let parents see what their child is learning. We could also add captions to explain what each project is about.
Perfect. I'll start gathering the photos and artwork from my class. We should aim to have everything set up 2 days before the event so we can make any last-minute adjustments.
Sounds like a plan. I'll coordinate with Principal Tanaka to make sure we have the space and materials we need.
Great. Let's also send a quick note to the parents to let them know what to expect. It'll build excitement for the event.
Good thinking. I'll draft the note and share it with you before sending it out. This is going to be a fantastic way to engage the parents and showcase the children's creativity.
I agree. I'm looking forward to seeing everything come together. Thanks for initiating this.
No problem. I'll keep you updated.
Question 1. On the day of the event. 2. 2 days before. 3. A day before. 4. A week before. Question 2. 1. To explain the purpose of each project. 2. To label the children in the photos. 3. To decorate the display with more text. 4. To make the display look more professional. Question 3. 1. To get approval for the theme of the display. 2. To ensure they have the space and materials needed. 3. To inform Principal Tanaka about the event. 4. To invite Principal Tanaka to help with the display. Question 4. 1. Organize a mini performance by the children. 2. Send a quick note to the parents about what to expect. 3. Create a video invitation. 4. Prepare a special gift for each child's parent.
Conversation 2.
We're going to start our music time soon. Let's put away our toys and get ready to sing. Please put your toys back on the shelves.
I don't want to stop making my tower. It's getting so tall and it's almost done.
I understand, playing with blocks is really fun. How about we set a timer for 5 more minutes? That way, you can finish building your tower first.
Okay. If I have 5 more minutes, I think I can finish my tower before music time.
Great. I'll set the timer. When it goes off, you will hear the beep, and then it will be time to clean up and move to music class. We'll start practicing for the winter concert.
I like our song. It's about snowmen and reindeer. All right, I'll hurry and finish my tower now.
Perfect. Once we're done with music time, we can all share what we built. It's going to be a fun day.
Yay! I'll tell my friends that we are going to sing snowman and reindeer songs.
Question 5. One. The blocks are too heavy. Two. The tower is almost done and getting tall. Three. The blocks are not colorful. Four. The child is not interested in music time. Question 6. One. It's time to go home. Two. It's time to start a new art activity. Three. It's time to clean up for music class. Four. It's time to play with different toys. Question 7. One. A holiday party. Two. A year-end concert. Three. A winter concert. Four. A birthday party.
Conversation 3.
The Halloween party was so much fun. Did you like my costume? It was really fun to see all my friends' costumes and the Halloween night after school. My mom and dad also liked it.
It sounds like you had a great time. What did you enjoy the most about the party?
I loved all the different costumes. Ree was a pirate, and Taro was a robot. I also went trick-or-treating with my family on Saturday.
That sounds like a wonderful Halloween. What are you planning for next year's Halloween?
I want to be a superhero. I'm thinking of making my own costume. Can I start planning it now?
It's way ahead, but of course. We can use some fabric, markers, and shiny paper to help you design your superhero costume.
I also want to make a superhero mask. Can we use cardboard and paint for that?
Yes, cardboard and paint will be great for making your mask. We can also add stickers and glitter to make it look extra special.
I like that. I'll design a cool costume. It's going to be great.
I'm sure it will be fantastic. Let's get everything ready so you can start planning your superhero look for next Halloween.
Question 8. One. The Halloween decorations in her school. Two. Seeing all the different costumes. Three. The Halloween-themed snacks. Four. The Halloween night after school. Question 9. One. Fabric and markers. Two. Paper and glue. Three. Shiny paper and stickers. Four. Cardboard and paint. Question 10. One. A pirate and a robot. Two. A witch and a superhero. Three. A ghost and a monster. Four. A princess and a superhero.
Listening section part 2. Passage 1.
Incorporating nature into the classroom is a wonderful way to foster children's curiosity, creativity, and connection to the world around them. By bringing elements from the outdoors inside, we can create a warm, inviting atmosphere that not only encourages learning but also nurtures well-being. Start by introducing natural light into the space rather than relying solely on artificial lighting. Whenever possible, keep windows unobstructed by furniture or heavy coverings. This allows children to observe changes in the weather, the shifting patterns of sunlight, and the beauty of nature from inside the classroom. It's amazing how something as simple as watching the clouds or rain can inspire exploration and discussions among the children. To further reflect the changing seasons and encourage creativity, try decorating the classroom with natural items. Display flowers, leaves, twigs, and stones to mirror the outside environment. These small touches can serve as provocations for children's exploration, offering opportunities for them to observe, ask questions, and engage with the world on a deeper level. As the seasons change, so can your displays, helping children understand the natural cycle of the world around them. In addition to natural elements, consider incorporating eco-friendly materials into the classroom. Using items like wood, marble, and ceramic tiles not only add warmth and texture, but also create a more sustainable and environmentally conscious learning space. Wooden shelves, ceramic pots, and marble surfaces are visually appealing, durable, and give the room a cozy feel. By embracing nature in your setting, you create a rich and engaging environment where children can thrive. Encouraging them to connect with the natural world, even indoors, helps build a sense of wonder, curiosity, and appreciation for the environment around them.
Question 11. One. To allow children to observe changes in the weather and sunlight patterns. Two. To keep the room brighter and warmer for children. Three. To improve air circulation in the classroom. Four. To reduce the need for artificial lighting. Question 12. One. They are cheaper than synthetic materials. Two. They can be used to replace traditional toys. Three. They serve as provocations for exploration and creativity. Four. They are popular among children. Question 13. One. Plastic and grasses. Two. Metal and glass. Three. Wood, marble, and ceramic tiles. Four. Concrete and fabrics. Question 14. One. It keeps them distracted from class. Two. It makes the classroom too bright to focus. Three. It encourages them to leave the classroom more often. 4. It allows them to observe the weather and natural environment. Question 15. One. They are more colorful than synthetic materials. Two. They are softer and safer for children. Three. They create a more sustainable and cozier atmosphere. Four. They are easier to clean.
Passage 2.
As we prepare for our upcoming parent-teacher conferences, we would like to remind everyone that each meeting is scheduled for a 20-minute time slot. You have all signed up for your preferred time slots, and we kindly ask that you log into the online meeting a few minutes before your designated slot to ensure we can begin on time. If for any reason you are unable to attend at your scheduled time, please let us know as soon as possible so that we can reschedule your meeting. We understand that sometimes more time is needed to discuss your child's progress. If that's the case, we can always arrange an additional meeting. Our teachers have worked diligently to prepare detailed progress reports for each child, reflecting their individual strengths, challenges, and areas of growth. These reports are meant to give you a clear picture of your child's development so far, and we appreciate your understanding in keeping the meetings focused on the key points to ensure we have enough time to discuss all aspects of their progress. Additionally, we ask that you take a few moments before the meeting to review any notes or materials that have been shared with you in advance. This will help you to make the most of your time with the teacher and allow for a more productive and meaningful conversation. If you have specific concerns or questions, feel free to bring them up during the conference, but please understand that some topics may need further discussion in a follow-up meeting. Thank you for your continued support, and we look forward to discussing your child's growth and achievements with you.
Question 16. One. To test their internet connection. Two. To start the meeting on time. Three. To avoid technical issues. Four. To review the progress report. Question 17. One. Skip the meeting. Two. Go to school to apologize. Three. Let the school know so they can reschedule. Four. Ask another parent to attend. Question 18. One. 15 minutes. Two. 20 minutes. Three. 30 minutes. Four. 25 minutes. Question 19. One. By having detailed meetings with the principal. Two. By setting up the Zoom meetings. Three. By creating detailed progress reports. Four. By researching on the internet. Question 20. 1. Extend the meeting time beyond 20 minutes. 2. Schedule a follow-up meeting. 3. Finish the meeting later by email. 4. Discuss everything quickly within 20 minutes.